Support for The Sound of Science comes from listeners like you and from Ken Spears Construction.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM, and
you're listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
We are approaching that time of the year when people start wondering when the warm, steamy days of summer will come to an end. Some will turn to the Farmer's Almanac for predictions when the new issue is released this month.
The Farmer's Almanac was first founded in 1792 by self-taught astronomer and mathematician Robert B. Thomas as a trained schoolteacher raised on a farm. It wasn't until his time as a bookbinder that Thomas devised a mathematical formula to predict weather patterns. It was this formula that led to the publishing of the Farmer's Almanac. He wanted to give farmers a place to go when strategically planning when they were going to plant and when the best time to harvest was.
Thomas considered solar activity, placement of astronomical bodies, and observed weather cycles when building his theoretical model. The almanac itself contained astronomical data, agricultural information, poetry, anecdotes, and weather observations. But how accurate is it?
For the summer of 2024 in Northern Illinois, the almanac forecasted muggy and stormy conditions in general. Our region was posed to experience a plentiful abundance of strong thunderstorms. Father's Day would see cloudiness, and 4th of July would be fair and tranquil. On Father's Day, we saw a strong thunderstorm complex that came through and spawned microbursts and tornadoes in Chicago. And on the 4th of July, it was 84 degrees with no precipitation. Things seemed to line up, but we'll leave it to you to decide.
If you are wondering about the winter, the Old Farmer's Almanac describes a cold, wet winter that is white. They are red flagging the last week of January as being very cold and blustery with heavy snow squalls and intense lake effect snow on this side of Lake Michigan. I just love winter.
You've been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.